Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier Enclave. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey. Hey. You. I'm talking to you. You listening? You're listening to Saturday Night Funhouse. It's 7:30 right now, Saturday night. Probably like 89 degrees, really hot right now. And, we got a lot of stuff happening. We got a lot of stuff happening. And, if you want to be part of the show, we'll take maybe a couple calls, but we got a lot to get to. It's the summer of AK, and as we close down here, the Summer Music Festival, we finally got another band to send us some music, so, we're going to play some of that. Twitter us at AK Funhouse, hashtag Team AK, hashtag Sweatpants Glory, hashtag Team Funhouse. Segment 1, excerpts from the show contributed by Akbar Gertrude. Any comments made by hosts, mutants, animals, puppets, callers don't reflect the views of the VOC Nation. All right, Saturday, big Saturday. We are just getting started here. We are just getting started, and my sound effects are driving me crazy. All right, so old man McGee in the house. You son of a bitch. It's Saturday night. I'm going to be at home dancing to Charleston in my underwear. Well, you can still do that. We're going to wrap this show up pretty early. You son of a bitch. I know you got nothing to do. You big brown loser. Yeah, well, you know, I got a football game. I was watching this football game right now, Wisconsin and LSU. And I need LSU -3. Yeah, you fairy. I believe you watch football. It's one of your fairy tales to make people think you're not a fairy. That makes no sense. Makes no sense, old man McGee. Yeah, well. Anyways, Abdul's on the show. How you doing, Abdul? Well, he's not talking to us. He's on a satellite feed. He is in the Amazon jungle right now. Our illustrious producer, Abdul, is scouring the Amazon jungle looking for a giant spider. So like I was talking about Friday night, I wanted to talk more about that Eid Mubarak story. So yeah, the guy at the liquor store, it's such a drag. I really hate stumbling in drunk after I'm come out of the bar and then I go into that fucking liquor store and he's there, you know, because he always gives me like this look of disapproval and shit. It's like, oh, look at this guy coming. It's Mr. Anti-Culture coming in. And then he tries to hit me off with culture and I just, you know, just fucking try to block it off with my ice wall, you know, my anti-culture ice wall. So I'm just blocking that shit. And fucking, he just gives me this look, you know. He always gives me this look when he asks me some stupid question I have no idea about. It's like, I'm sorry, I don't have a smartphone. It doesn't have an Eid Mubarak detector on it. Damn. So then after that, I go back home, you know, tell my dad, come on, Eid Mubarak, you're going to try to sneak this one past me? You can't do that. Come on, man, don't sneak with that past me. It's like, you know, white parents would never be able to hide Christmas from their white kids, but, you know, brown parents can hide holidays from their anti-culture children. That sounds right. We are getting really popular right now. We are really fucking taking over. We're the new thing. We are the new thing right now. We are just killing it. We are killing it right now. We are fucking killing it. And you can't stop us. We're like a runaway train that's never coming back. And now we got two bands that are on the Funhouse. How about that? How about that? Now we're going to take a break. Before we go to the break, let's go to my live event schedule. Check out an all-new Friday Night Funhouse on Friday nights on the VOCNation.com. 11:30 Eastern PM, 8:30 PM Pacific. Also Saturday nights on VOC Nation. Follow AK at Twitter at AK Funhouse. Hey guys, check out AK Live at a comedy club near you. Here are the following dates for future live events. August 29th. To be determined. August 30th, TBD. August 31, canceled. Thanks for checking out the AK Live tour schedule coming outside of a 9-to-4 cent store near you. All right. That was pretty good. You're listening to Saturday Night Funhouse. We'll be right back. I can't find the fucking button to push. You push it. Fuck you. Be nice. You just press this button right here, you know. Don't speak in the mic.
How about instead of AK's Funhouse, call it four retards talking over each other about nothing?
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
God, Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it, and I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out, and I got like a dozen eggs, and I boiled them all, and then I spent, I don't know, probably 3 hours, like 3.5 hours making, you know, the mayonnaise and the onions and paprika and, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
I can imagine.
And I didn't have any bread. So, you know, it was pretty good. It was a good weekend.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fine. It
sounds
good.
Really fun. Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
I don't like that bitch anyway. She never gives me my beer on time. Fucking hate her.
First 3 months at the firm or as a trainee. You make $150 a week. After you're done training, you take the Series 7. You pass that, you become a junior broker, and you're opening accounts for your team leader. You open 40 accounts, start working for yourself. Sky's the limit. Word or two about being a trainee, friends, your parents, the other brokers, whoever, they're going to give you shit about it. It's true. $150 a week, not a lot of money. But pay them no mind. You need to learn this business, and this is the time to do it. Once you pass the test, none of that's going to matter. Your friends are shit. And some made 25 grand last month, they're not going to fucking believe you. Fuck them. Fuck them. Parents don't like the life you lead? Fuck you, mom and dad. See how it feels when you're making their fucking Lexus payments. Now go home and think about it. Think about whether or not this is really for you. If you decide it isn't, listen, it's nothing to be embarrassed about. It's not for everyone. Thanks. But if you really want this, you call me on Monday. And we'll talk. Just don't waste my fucking time.
I'm curious, is it strictly apathy, or do you really not have a goal in life?
I found that if you have a goal, that you might not reach it. But if you don't have one, then you are never disappointed. And I gotta tell you, it feels phenomenal.
Farabelli, you've got the brain of a 4-year-old boy, and I bet he was glad to get rid of it.
So, now you know what's possible. Let me tell you what's required. You are required to work your fucking ass off at this firm. We want winners here, not pikers. A piker walks at the bell. Piker asks how much vacation time you get in the first year. Vacation time. People come and work at this firm for one reason, to become filthy rich. That's it. We're not here to make friends. We're not saving the fucking manatees here, guys. You want vacation time? Go teach third grade public school.
Well, in the meantime, could you let me have $12 until payday?
$12?
Don't be scared. You'll get it back. I'll give you my personal note for 90 days. If it isn't paid by then, you can keep the note.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
That's how you talk?
You know what? I don't have to answer to you. You ain't my bitch. Know what I'm saying? So shit, man. Fuck it.
You shouldn't even be hanging out with this pervert.
I don't hang out with him. I work with him, and that's it. I tried to introduce him to a few nice people. He made a fool of himself. I don't mess with him, baby. That's not me.
You should keep your hoe on a leash.
Oh, bro, I can't let you...
Hey.
I can't let you be talking to my mother like that, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Bitch is running wild, man.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
They stopped serving breakfast at McDonald's. At the one that I go to, they stopped serving it at like 10 a.m. So I get there 9:55 a.m. And they're like, oh, I'm sorry. Let me use the drive-by. Putting my hand over my mouth. I'm sorry, sir, we can't serve breakfast. It's 10 a.m. And I'm like, you son of a bitch. The clock in my dad's Mercedes-Benz says 9:55 a.m. Are you calling the clock on my dad's Benz a fucking liar? Then he's like, sorry, sir, do you want a Big Mac? What? A Big Mac at 10 a.m.? Does it look like I have an eating disorder? Who the fuck wants a Big Mac at 10 a.m.? What's the deal? Who wants a Big Mac at 10 a.m.? Absolutely ridiculous. Why don't you just rub the special sauce on my dick? So anyways, my inner troll comes out, and I was like, if I cannot get a breakfast sandwich, I will jump over the counter and make it myself or die trying. You're listening to Saturday Night Funhouse. And if you learn anything from this guy badgering about nothing, take this one to heart.
Don't let anyone ever take your Walkman. And I'm telling this to everybody out there listening. You know, they can take anything from you. Don't let them take your Walkman.
All right, here's some Funhouse, Saturday Night Funhouse music. This is from my friend's band. This is Tough Love with Unemployed. Shout out to my friend Justin. Listening to Saturday Night Funhouse. Check this out. This is Unemployed from Tough Love. Tough Loves, my friend Justin's band. Just shut up and play the fucking song already, dude. We'll be right back. We're going to keep it going here. This is my friend Justin's old band, the United Snakes, with Rattle Your Tail. So let's get to that, and then we're going to have to hit up a commercial, and we're going to wrap things up. Thanks for listening to Saturday Night Funhouse. Follow me on Twitter at AK Funhouse. Let's keep the music going. Oh, I'm going to press the button now. I said button. Saturday Night Funhouse, and it's the last summer Saturday what? Alright, welcome back to Saturday Night Funhouse, and it's the summer music festival as we come to an end. You can check out these guys on YouTube on their album Disengage. This is The North with Pieces of the Sky. Thanks for listening to Saturday Night Funhouse. We'll be right back. Follow us on Twitter at AK Funhouse. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Shut up.
Living in it.
was Pieces of the Sky from the North. And, you know, when I take out my garbage, you know, I'm usually, you know, baked, you know, stoned. I'm taking out my garbage and very racially sensitive. Can you say that again? When I'm taking out my garbage, I'm racially sensitive because I'm baked. So when I'm stoned, very racially sensitive. But I'm racially sensitive anyways, you know. And I'm taking out my garbage. And this woman on a bicycle, she approached me on her bicycle. And she was like, "Hey, are you Indian?" Oh my God, right? I'm feeling really sensitive right now. My shields are up, Captain. You know, fucking, how dare you ask me where I'm from? All I'm trying to do is take out my garbage. So I get riled up. You know, everybody, oh, AK's getting riled up.
Don't let anyone ever take your Walkman. I'm telling this to everybody out there listening. You know, they can take anything from you. Don't let them take your Walkman.
I felt like it was a slap to my face when she took my Walkman, when she asked me, where am I from? So next, I was like, you know, why do I have to be from somewhere? Why can't I be American? Why must you judge me on how I look? And she's like, okay, buy, sell out. So I'm the sellout here. I'm the sellout because I'm taking out my garbage and I'm racially sensitive, and a woman on a bicycle asked me where I'm from. And then as she goes away on her bicycle, like, I'm not, you know, I'm hoping she just gets out of here, because I just got hit, you know, a punch in the stomach. She just called me a sellout. And then she's like, "See you later, white trash." And she rode her bike off into the sunset. She rode her fucking bike off into the sunset. "See you later, white trash." She called me a sellout and white trash, all in that one instance of me taking out my garbage and feeling racially sensitive. That's all, folks. So did I learn something from this? I think I'm going to pick a better time to take out my garbage. All right, we're going to take a break right now, do some commercials, and we're going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening. Saturday Night Funhouse is out of here. Follow us on Twitter at AK Funhouse. Oh, we got one more segment. We're going to play some music, and I'll probably be back. Thanks for listening. Follow me on AK Funhouse on Twitter.
Follow back.
How about instead of AK's Funhouse, call it four retards talking over each other about nothing?
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
God, Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich, and I was just obsessing about it, and I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out, and I got, like, a dozen eggs, and I boiled them all. And then
We played that one already. Man, I really need my producer, Abdul, but he's in the Amazon, and we just lost a satellite feed. He is hunting for a giant turtle. And, oh, he's back. He's waving his hands. And I think I know how this goes, but I haven't ridden a bitch yet. So let me press the right button here and get to the right sound effects. Clips. Do we have anything, Old Man McGee?
You son of a bitch. I gave you a memo and I stamped it. Your fairy dust must have erased what I wrote.
Okay, so what are we doing now? Oh, this one. Okay, thanks. Hey, the show's not about sound effects. funny clips. It's about you, man. Just keep doing your stuff, and you'll be okay. Fuck, my neighbors are loud. Why do they listen to that? They're not even black.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
In Kazakhstan, it is illegal for more than five women to be in the same place, except for in brothel or in grave. In USA, many women meet in a group called the feminists.
How about instead of AK's Funhouse, call it four retards talking over each other about nothing?
What's the damage? What I owe you?
$50,000.
Personal check-in to be okay? You might have to wait till the end of the month to go ahead and cash her, because I do have to switch some funds around. Unfortunately, the charity I like to work with is going to take a hit.
He's a really nice guy and all, but I'm pretty sure that he is a serial murderer.
Who cares, man? He's a nice guy. I just want to get drunk, fucked up, and play some cards.
That's great. Look, I don't want to end up a lampshade in some creepy apartment. That's what I'm saying.
Hey, man. Did you touch my drum set?
Nope.
It's just weird, because seems like someone definitely touched my drum set.
Yeah, that is weird. Because I didn't touch him.
Hey! Did you touch my drum set?
Hey, knock it off!
I know you touched my drumstick, because the left one has a chip in it. You fucking crazy, man. You sound insane. Do you realize that? You should be medicated. Fuck you, Brennan. I know you touched my drum set, and I want to hear that dirty little mouth admit it. You get out of my face, or I'm going to roundhouse your ass. You swear on your mom's life that you didn't touch it then. I don't have to swear to shit. That's because you fucking touched my drum set, because I know cops doesn't touch a four. Where are you going?
I'm going upstairs. Because I'm going to put my nuts hat on your drum set. Okay?
If you do that, I am warning you right now, if you touch my drums, I will stab you in the neck with a knife.
God, Friday, when I went home, I really wanted an egg salad sandwich. And I was just obsessing about it. And I was like, man, I'm going to make one of those. So Saturday, I went out and I got like a dozen eggs. And I boiled them all. And then I spent probably 3 hours, like 3.5 hours making, you know, the mayonnaise and the onions and paprika and, you know, all the accoutrement. And then by the time I was done, I just really didn't feel like eating it.
I can imagine.
And I didn't have any bread. So, you know, it was pretty good. It was a good weekend.
Sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah, it was fine. It
sounds
good.
Really fun. Cool.
Cool.
Cool, cool.
All right, man. Cowabunga, dude. We're going to go back to the music right now. This is my friend Justin, man. He gave me some music, and I'm playing his music, so I hope he listens to it. You made it, man. You're on VOCNation.com. I'm putting you on the map, man, hopefully, and putting myself on the map, and hope it's the same map. Anyways, dude, let's rock out right now with some more music from my friend Justin.
Just been a rip of the checkbook, no. Wanna go?
All right. All right. Pretty much, we're out of here. I think we did what we were supposed to do. Let's rock out. Let's play some more music. This is my friend Justin's band. This is, what is it? Rattle Your Tail. That's what I was playing, right? Rattle Your Tail. Here it comes right now. Rock and roll, yo. Rock and roll. We built this city on rock and roll. I don't got that song on MP3 to play, but I got this song, and it's pretty cool, too. Check it out. Shout out to my friend Justin. I think this was his old band, the United Snakes. So here we go. Rattle Your Tail. Hey guys, do you like TV dinners? Are you tired of being snubbed because you're not hip? Well, girl or boy, be part of something special. Join Team Funhouse. We got great stuff like team meetings, helping out old people that will die soon, maybe even fly kites with them before they meet the Grim Reaper. What a deal! Mixing taffy for the deaf, bagging groceries for cats and dogs, making jean jackets out of jean pants, passing out flyers explaining why women are so mean. Do you like cutting out pictures from magazines and making posters? Me either. Fuck off. Hey dude, do you live near a Shakey's? Sponsor a Team Funhouse pizza party. There used to be a lot of homeless bums and hookers on the bench near the one next to my house, but since then they cleaned it up. Once you become a team member, you'll receive newsletters and a magazine subscription to Twat Monthly. Thank you. Follow us at AK Funhouse on Twitter. And once you enter that Shakey's, the ambiance is ambient.
I always forget that part.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to Saturday Night Funhouse. We'll see you later. Follow me on Twitter at AK Funhouse.
Hey. Hello. How was your show?
Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier Enclave, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey guys, Brady Hicks here, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributing writer and the host of In the Room, TheBradyHicks.com, and for the first time ever, VOCNation.com. so happy to be part of the family. Join us each and every Tuesday night, 9, 8 Central, VOCNation.com, TheBradyHicks.com, myself, DJ, Derek McDonald, Ray Bogus, Anthony Sarlo, Kathy Fitz, breaking down all that's going on in wrestling today.
Hi, this is Anthony.
And this is Gartee.
We are the forces of radio.
The faces for radio.
Come relax with us every Thursday at 5:30. We love hosting Feces for Radio.
That's Faces for Radio. Can you please remember to get the name of the show right?
Sorry. We tackle sports, entertainment, and have a kick-ass soundboard. Erasers for Radio has it all.
Faces for Radio. Are you doing this on purpose?
Why?
You can find us on the VOCNation.com, listen to us live, or download it later. Follow us on Twitter at Faces for Radio 1. That's Faces for Radio.
Funky for radio.
Shut up.
The most polarizing personalities worldwide. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Looking for a DJ? Looking for someone to host your event? Then look no further. Philadelphia's hottest DJ and host, The Voice of Choice. The Voice of Choice has hosted the hottest events in the tri-state area. Book The Voice of Choice for all your karaoke, conventions, and parties. Go to www.vocnation.com for more information or email the Voice of Choice at voc@vocnation.com.
Are you getting lost in the cloud? Is technology moving too fast for you? Find your way at netcarrier.com. Ride the NCloud and soar above your competition.
Business owners, prepare to take charge. Get the latest trends in business and technology every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Eastern, presented by NetCarrier. Tweet your business questions in advance at NetCarrier using the hashtag TakeChargeTuesday. Or call live toll-free at 855-VOC-RADIO.
Hello, this is ECW Original, former WWE superstar, the Blue Meanie. This is D'Lo Brown. You better recognize this. If you are looking to do any kind of autograph session, personal or private, with the greatest in professional wrestling, people always ask me, Blue Meanie, how can I have you on my show? Well, if you'd like to have myself, the BWO, or anybody else, you don't need to go any further than WrestlingMarks.com. Just go to WrestlingMarks.com. Drop him a line, give him a call. My boy Eric will take care of you right away. Now recognize that, partner.
All right, guys, we had a great time tonight. I'd like to thank the VOCNation.com for having me. And people always are like, hey, AK, how'd you get a show? How do you know how to work a computer? You got a Walkman, for God's sake. I have a Walkman. It's an AM radio Walkman. I don't have a cassette player anymore. You know, I wish I had my old Walkman with my cassette of Kansas in there, Carry On Wayward Son. I'd be jamming on, jamming in class, listening to that, and the teacher would be like, Akbar, you can't listen to your Walkman in here. And he'd be like, don't have a cow, man. You know, great Saturday night. I think we had a great show, and we're just going to wrap it up right now. Follow me on Twitter at AK Funhouse, and I think that's it. All I got to do now is press this one here.
That's all, folks.
Thank you for listening to the Saturday Night Funhouse. We'll see you next time.